Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
To start off our second segment here, this is where we give away our Arizona State Parks passes. True or false trivia. Text true to 411-923 or false to 411-923, whichever you think the correct answer is. We talked about the trifecta economic blow that Patagonia and Southern Arizona took during the 1920s. You had the Great Depression, the monsoons that washed out the bridges. You had the Patagonia-Mexico Railway cease operations. And it wasn't until the rebuilding of the mining industry by Phelps Dodge to supply raw materials to Allied soldiers for World War II that led to the economic rebound of Southern Arizona. If that's true, text true. If that's false, text false. And we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. Good for any of Arizona State Parks, 33 active state parks, including Patagonia Lake. We featured a lot because it's right there in the backyard of our featured staycation destination this month and a beautiful, best-kept secret. Shh, so don't tell anybody.
So we're at Liberty Wildlife this week. Rosie and I came down to take a little tour and really want everybody to come down and enjoy this. We're here with Laura Hackett, education facilitator, and she's going to just kind of fill us in on when you should come and what you can expect to see.
Yeah, we're open to the public Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, except for this weekend. We do have our annual fundraiser. But in the future, we'd love to have guests come visit. Right now, we're from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. And in the summer, our hours change because it does get too hot. As soon as you come in, you'll be amazed by how beautiful it is, even though when you drive up, you may think that you're lost because we're in a unique little area by 24th Street and Broadway. But once you enter, you'll have volunteers approach you, and they have birds of prey on their gloves. We have windows into our hospital, so you can actually see our team working on some of the animals in there. We have an interactive room where we have some hands-on activities, as well as our non-releasable reptiles. We'll have volunteers in there that can take them out so you can pet a snake or a lizard, just learn a little bit more about them. And then each of those public hour days at 10:45, we have a program in our amphitheater where first you'll meet Cheese and Quackers, who are Indian runner ducks, and they come up and we'll play a game against you to see who's a better mealworm eater. And then that's followed up by a live bald eagle presentation where you'll be pretty much face to face with the bald eagle, learn about him or her, and watch him enjoy his breakfast.
That's great. So that's open to the public and during those hours. You also have busloads of kids come in here. And what do you hope to instill in them, and what do they get to see?
We do. We have a range of all kinds of schools coming in, homeschools to traditional schools, big classes to little classes, all ages. And what's great about our location, and what I love to make them stop and look at, that if you look further north from us, you see Sky Harbor and you see I-10. But right in between both of those and our location is the Rio Salado. There's not always a river flowing through, but we do always have water down there. So we've got a lot of wildlife that lives right in the heart of our city, right outside of our perimeter here. We've got coyotes and beavers and muskrats and all kinds of water birds and birds of prey. Have the kids just take a moment to stop and realize that this is their backyard and this is their environment and their habitat too. And they've got to learn how to work together with nature so that we can all survive together and take care of each other.
Well, if you have kids in school, you ought to tell the teachers you'd like to put this on your list for the field trips for coming up next year. You probably stayed it booked out a year.
We usually tell people at least 3 months in advance.
And then there's one special room we went by called, and it's the Non-Eagle Feather Repository.
It's a beautiful room and something also that you'll get to take a look at when you come to visit. All of the birds that you see, raptors and songbirds, are protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. And that means that you cannot own any piece of them. You can't have their feathers. They're federally protected. But that put a real strain on the Native Americans who use these native birds for their religious ceremonies and their cultural traditions. And so the Non-Eagle Feather Repository is the only one in the United States that legally collects all these pieces, the feathers, sometimes even whole carcasses, wings, and we'll hold on to them and catalog them. And then as long as you are a member of one of the federally recognized tribes, you can submit an application to us, no charge, questing any feather or body part or anything that you need for your regalia. And again, no charge, we will send it to you and ship it out all over the United States.
You have birds that have non-releasable, and they actually parent the other birds that come in. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Obviously, we want to get every animal back out into the wild, but there are some that are damaged too much that they wouldn't survive on their own out there. And so we make that determination of whether they should be a display bird at another facility, if they can come onto our education permit here and learn to be on our gloves and come out to schools and events. But there are some animals that never want to see a human again. They just have that wild instinct and they don't like us, and we don't want to force them to do a program. So they can become foster parents. And they live here with a pair, and they will raise orphan babies. So as the baby great horned owls or the baby red-tailed hawks come in, we don't want to raise them as humans. We don't want them to imprint on us and think that we are their food source.
LibertyWildlife.org. If we have perked your interest, you need to look them up online. You need to get down here and see the facility. And Laura, what's the last word you'd like to share?
We're here to really fulfill our mission, which is to nurture the nature of Arizona through conservation education. And so by having people come here and visit us, we're hopefully going to touch their hearts so that when they go home, they'll spread our mission and we can all be working together to ensure that the animals are taken care of. They were here first. We moved into their turf, and we can survive together and sustain each other.
And the answer to your true or false question, it's false. Everything about that was right, except it wasn't Phelps Dodge. It was our Sarco. If you answered false, watch your phone. You may be the right winner.